We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia, and it is time for the Fort Knox update. Want to welcome Colonel Lance O'Brien back into the studio. Got all your stuff unpacked?
Yes, I have gotten all, well, I'd say I'm 90% complete.
90% all boxes?
It's all the boxes are out.
Okay.
But it's just finding places to stick stuff now. So.
Well, congratulations on getting that done.
And I do have some plastic containers and old coffee cans that I use, you know, for nails and screws and things.
What about
like
in
that,
the fridge, though? In the fridge, do you put, like,
I
you
don't,
know,
no, don't really reuse them in the fridge.
Okay.
But more kind of out in the man space in the garage, there's those things.
I get that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so you're pretty normal then.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on at Fort Knox. So you have a virtual authors tour.
We sure do. We have authors Gary Grossman and Ed Fuller. They'll be at the Barr Memorial Library tonight at 6 p.m. discussing their latest thriller, Red Deception. And it's a geopolitical thriller, so it kind of sounds like a book that's right up my alley. You know, I read a book called Ghost Fleet that's kind of the same way. I meant to Google this and take a look at it a little bit so to give you more background, but ran out of time.
Well, you've been unpacking.
Yeah, we'll exactly. I have an excuse.
Yes.
And besides that, you know, I have my schedule during the day is pretty
full.
Like
a regular job. Yeah.
But the it actually, you know, a geopolitical thriller has to do with a series of terrorist bombs that occur at the Hoover Dam, and America's infrastructure becomes an issue of national security. Kind of prescient, you know, with things that have been happening.
Right.
So it actually looks like, and I'm probably going to pick it up, a great book. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is required, and you can register by emailing barlibraryevents@gmail.com, and a meeting link will be sent back to the sender. And then for any more information, just visit our FMWR website or use the Digital Garrison app.
All right, and let's talk football.
Yes! So I'm super excited. I got Wes Arnold here. He's the Fort Knox High School head football coach. Looking forward to the season. Super excited. So I'm going to pass it off to Coach Arnold and discuss a little bit of football.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. So tell us about football. You got the upcoming season.
Yeah, so we're very excited. You know, last year we lost our season to the pandemic, unfortunately, but we're very excited to be back and super grateful to our command team and Garrison partners. They were instrumental in getting us back on the field, and all the Fort Knox community really pushed for it. So our kids are just so excited to have the opportunity to play again after a year out of it. And we open up tomorrow night at Shawnee, and our first home game is coming up on September 10th. Would love to have the community come out. We know there's a lot of alumni in Hardin County of Fort Knox High School. It's a proud tradition. September 10th, we're having a gold out. So wear your gold and come out, and let's kick off the season in the right way.
All right. And let's talk about the vaccines, the mandatory or is it mandatory vaccines for COVID?
Well, real quick, though, I can't wait for the Army Bowl game when we are going to let Fort Campbell come up here just so they can get beat. So I'm ready for that. Anyway, so
there's a lot of
stuff in the news right now when it comes to mandatory vaccines, whether it's mandatory or not. So currently, the vaccine for soldiers is not mandatory. But we do know that the Secretary of Defense has asked for a waiver from the president, or is going to ask for a waiver from the president somewhere around mid-September to make the vaccine mandatory. Regardless of that, if one of these current vaccines attains FDA approval, they will become mandatory. And truthfully, for me, as a green suitor, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I've had 10 anthrax shots. I know that's not FDA approved, and I'm still walking around and things like that. So for us, it's more of a readiness issue, because if you have one person in a platoon that, say, is prepping for deployment, and that one person has COVID, has to go into isolation, and then the entire platoon is quarantined, it can probably pass into the company, and it just expands exponentially. So for us, it's more of a readiness thing. But currently not mandatory. Secretary of Defense is looking for a waiver to make them mandatory. And as soon as one of those vaccines becomes FDA approved, it will become mandatory.
All right. Colonel Lance O'Brien with the Fort Knox Update. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks, Wes Arnold. We are Quick C 98.3.